My interest, of course, lies in having spent 41 years of my adult life in public education, and felt that when the opportunity was presented to me, that certainly I would have an opportunity to share my experiences of downstate with the challenges of trying to balance the needs and interests of all the students, making sure that they got the very best, with certainly tightening budgets and making our jobs extremely difficult. And the state of Illinois is such a diverse state, from the very wealthy in the northern suburban areas to all of the districts south of I-80, and then further south, we have special challenges south of I-80 in southern Illinois that some of the districts in the northern collar counties do not experience. And I felt that I could bring some discussion and dialogue based upon the challenges that we face in central and southern Illinois to the state board.
Well, what do you think are the most important issues that the state board should be addressing?
I think that certainly trying to clear the teacher certification backlog, which has been a real issue, and reducing paperwork for our teachers, at the same time trying to maintain the highest standards as we can for our teachers. Another is creating a culture of collaboration with all of the stakeholders in public education, that being the General Assembly and the State Board of Education and the local school districts and parents and the business interest and so forth. I think we need to all be working a lot closer together and working with trying to establish the best system that we can for this state and any state. I have an envision that we could actually be the best of any of the states in the nation. But I think that's going to require a solid working relationship between all of the stakeholders. And I think that's the commitment that the governor wishes as well.
Has there been just a lack of coordination between the stakeholders, or have they been at odds or at loggerheads with each other?
Well, I haven't followed that portion of it. At this particular point, I know what I think the governor's priorities are, education priorities are, and that's investing in and improving early childhood education, as he spoke to yesterday at a press conference, and sending more kids to preschools and encouraging our youngsters to read a lot earlier and certainly more often than maybe they're doing at the present time. And I think getting stronger support from our parents, getting them more involved in their children's education, I think those are the real challenges, and those are the things that hopefully we'll be focusing on in the near future.